Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. First up, flooding is one of the most common natural disasters in the U.S. While it causes property damage, it can also cause mold outbreaks that ruin furniture and pose health problems. So to prevent outbreaks, Consumer Reports recommends acting quickly. Within 24 to 48 hours of flooding, dry the area by opening doors and using fans. Clean wet surfaces with a detergent water mix. For stronger mold growth, you may need a bleach mix instead. Remove porous items that don't dry within 48 hours. These include hard-to-clean items like carpeting, insulation, paper, upholstery, and food where mold can continue to grow. When cleaning, a hazmat suit is unnecessary, but the EPA does advise taking certain precautions to avoid exposure. Wear long gloves, sleeves, and pants. Cover your eyes with goggles that don't have ventilation holes. And since mold can pass through dust masks, use a respirator. Once clean, paint over the stain and all signs of mold should be gone. Well, timing your home purchase just right could mean big savings. That's according to experts for the financial site NerdWallet. The biggest consideration is having a down payment saved and enough money to pay the mortgage. But financial planners recommend limiting housing expenses to about 25% of your budget. Online calculators can help you figure out what you can afford. Life events are often a big factor, but you don't have to wait until you're married. 18% of home purchases in 2017 were made by single women. Waiting until the winter months to make an offer could mean paying less. Home prices tend to fall by January. There are fewer homes for sale during winter, but also fewer buyers, meaning less competition. One thing not to worry about is a possible increase in mortgage rates. Experts say not to miss out on a deal when it's impossible to predict rates. Some states like Pennsylvania and California offer home buyers assistance with financing. It's important to know this stuff since buying a home is the biggest investment most people will ever make. Well, technology is supposed to make our lives simpler, right? But when you factor in your relationships, things can quickly get complicated. Here to talk more about this is psychologist and host of Facebook Watches Talking Live, Dr. Robbie Ludwig. Dr. Robbie, I know this topic has come up in my own home. What do you think is the key to keeping our relationships healthy when we're always plugged into social media somewhere?
We're all a little addicted, right? The first thing really is to become self-aware. So if you're aware of your phone use or technology use, that's the first step. The second step is you want to identify what exactly is your trigger. What are you most drawn to? Is it Facebook? Is it Instagram? Is it your smartphone? And you want to set those boundaries, because really the issue is surrounding boundaries. When we let technology lead into our interpersonal relationships, giving people the impression that they don't matter, we forget interpersonal etiquette. So when we set those boundaries, set a plan in place where you hold yourself accountable and see how you do for a month, let's say, without the phone in front of you when you're with other people. See if you develop new habits.
And when you do implement these tips, Dr. Robbie, because I know my husband and I, you know, we've found what works for us when it comes to this. It's refreshing. That downtime is actually helpful.
It is so nice to be tech-free. Listen, technology is great. It can help us feel connected. But when it crosses that boundary and gives the people that we care about the impression that they don't matter, that's when it's gone too far.
Well, always valuable information. Dr. Robbie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, moving right along now. TripAdvisor can be a useful tool when planning a vacation, but beware, new data suggests up to 1/3 of all reviews on the site are fake. In fact, an investigation revealed there are actually websites that will write glowing reviews for a fee, usually just under $50, or some even discount the more you buy, 10 positive reviews for $90. FakeSpot.com is able to analyze reviews and identify those that are suspicious and likely fake. The company's founder says, from our database, the mean of fake reviews is 32.9%. For B&Bs, that rises to 41.9%. I would advise TripAdvisor users to approach every review with skepticism. Fake reviews have become a growing problem on most customer review sites, as they are hard to verify and there are so many ways around an honest review. But TripAdvisor flat out denies that any of their reviews are fake, saying they fight fraud aggressively and the accuracy of their content is what's made them so popular in the first place. 44 million Americans are working second jobs or side hustles. The financial website The Motley Fool broke down side jobs they say give workers a chance to earn an extra $1,000 a month. Web developers that build and maintain websites can charge about $50 an hour if they're trained in scripting languages like HTML and JavaScript. A graphic designer who's good with software like Photoshop and Illustrator might be able to get $75 an hour to create images for websites or print publications. It's not necessary to be a certified teacher in order to tutor. Someone who can prove their skill in a subject might charge $40 an hour. Teachers can charge as much as $85 an hour. The same goes for music instructors, who can charge $30 to $60 an hour for lessons. The Federal Reserve says about half of adults don't have the cash to cover a $400 emergency. That's one reason side hustles have become a popular way to build up savings accounts. Now it's time for today's Top 30 Health Roundup. Thanks to new research, doctors are now able to detect type 2 diabetes up to 20 years before it's diagnosed. The study that tracked over 27,000 non-diabetic adults found that individuals who had an increased body mass index, fasting glucose, and insulin resistance levels were more likely to be diagnosed. This study gives hope to potentially curbing the number of diabetes diagnoses by stopping well before it even starts. Next up, a new study suggests that big cities with a larger commuting workforce tend to have longer, more impactful flu seasons. Researchers found that a city's flu season is more likely to last longer as its population increases and workplaces become more confined. This discovery can help public health experts better predict how bad a flu season is going to be as a whole by looking at early infection rates in big cities. And finally, we've all joked about breaking a mental sweat, but according to a new study, thinking can actually burn calories. Even though the brain represents just 2% of a person's total body weight, it accounts for 20% of the body's energy use. But the brain, unlike any other part of the body, runs exclusively on the sugar glucose, and strenuous cognitive activities require more glucose than simple ones, which ultimately leads to an average person burning about 320 calories just to think. Even if you're burning just a small number of calories each day, that could theoretically add up to something meaningful over a period of 50 or 60 years. Even more reason to think things through. Some more good news for wine lovers. Drinking a full-bodied glass of the alcoholic beverage can actually stimulate your brain even more than a good math problem. But there's more to it than you might be hoping. It's not just the act of consuming the wine. Experts explain the key is concentrated discrimination of the taste of wine. So you have to be actively engaged in tasting the wine to really ramp up your brain activity. There's a lot of science and biology behind it all, but Dr. Gordon Shepherd says this. It involves multiple sensory and motor systems, as well as central conceptual systems for cognition and memory, and systems for emotion and pleasure. So it's actually possible to work your mind while enjoying a glass of vino. Just the excuse we needed. Now to a story for all you parents out there. We all want what's best for our kids. And a comprehensive new study shows there are three easy steps parents can take to improve their children's cognition. A study published in The Lancet Child and Adolescent Health analyzed 4,500 American children ages 8 to 11. Researchers asked their parents to fill out questionnaires describing how many hours of sleep they got each night, how much recreational screen time they had each day, and how long their kids engaged in physical activity. 51% of the kids got the recommended 9 to 11 hours of sleep per night. 37% met the limit of less than 2 hours of recreational screen time per day, and 18% accumulated at least 60 minutes of physical activity. Researchers found as each recommendation was met, it was associated with improved global cognition in the child. Global cognition includes memory, attention, processing speed, and language. So it turns out three pretty basic behaviors, getting enough sleep, limiting screen time, and exercising can not only keep your kid healthy, it can even make them smarter. Okay, never check luggage, don't nap if you want to avoid jet lag, and wear layers, all good travel tips. But is there anything that can make local cuisine safe when you're out on the road? Paige Failing from Fox 46 in Charlotte is here with a tip. Hi, Paige. I can see how this could feel risky, right? Because no one wants to get the wrong end of a street meet, if you will. But not only is this a tip, Kristen, it actually just cost a few bucks too, and you get a little taste of home while you're at it. So here's the hack. When chowing down on street food, wash it down with a good old Coca-Cola and leave your worries at the door or the passport counter, as the case may be in this one. This is unscientific research, okay? But the theory here is that the bubbles can help improve your digestion and the acids can help to break down the food. Doctors say don't take this as complete science, okay? In addition to your favorite can of soda, of course, also take down a good dose of good old common sense. Make sure that your vendors are practicing good hygiene, drink plenty of purified water, and take this as an opportunity to actually indulge in fried goodies, because when eaten soon after cooking, foods fried at these high temps can be less likely to have time to have bacteria grow. Also, if the adventure does catch up to you, though, probably a good idea, Kristen, to pack a few protein bars just in case.
Great advice. Thanks, Paige. Well, here's a fun fact. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Americans spend almost $3,000 a year on entertainment. We all need to go out and have a little fun sometimes, but there are easy ways to do it for less money. You can cut back on costs by checking coupon sites for discount deals on tickets and leisure activities. When going out to eat, be sure to choose the time wisely. Instead of dinner, consider lunch when the prices are lower, or better yet, just go during happy hour. And don't forget about all the free things there are to do out there, like sporting events and art shows. You don't have to cut back on entertainment to cut back on entertainment spending. Okay, airports are a big factor in how much or how little we enjoy flying, and J.D. Power ranked America's airports by customer satisfaction. They asked travelers about things like terminal facilities, accessibility, security check, baggage claim, check-in and bag check, and food and retail options. Airports were scored on a 1,000-point scale. The mega airports category is for airports serving more than 32.5 million passengers a year. McCarran International in Las Vegas tied for first with Florida's Orlando International. Close behind was Detroit Metropolitan Wayne County. For the large airports category, John Wayne Airport in California's Orange County took the top spot. It was the highest ranked airport in any category. Dallas Love Field was a close second, though. The top ranked medium airport was New York State's Buffalo Niagara International. Indianapolis International came in second. The top ranked airport said they were committed to providing quality customer service. Here's a great story. When high school sweethearts Ty and Talent McNeely were about to tie the knot, she had no debt. He had $30,000 of it. But by being smart with their money, they paid off his debt in a year and then paid off a home 25 years ahead of schedule. America's number one money couple now runs the blog His and Her Money and has tips for leaving debt behind. Start with multiple bank accounts. Ty and Talent have 13. From a central hub, budget money out to individual funds for vacations, car payments, or other expenses. Rather than make house or loan payments once a month, make them every 2 weeks. You'll end up paying off an extra month each year without even realizing it. While you should build fun into your budget, rather than splurging after a raise, use that money to pay off debt. The McNeelys also suggest earning extra money by turning hobbies from dog walking to organizing closets into profitable side hustles, many of which can be done from home. All right, thanks to a Canadian pastry chef, secondhand hockey jerseys are getting a second life. Ron Realtor has made it his mission to collect old hockey jerseys from dusty basements and hand them out along his travels in developing countries like Vietnam, Thailand, Peru, the Philippines, and Dominican Republic. He calls it Hockey Jerseys for Hope, and in less than 10 years, the organization has already distributed at least 13,000 jerseys. Not only does Ron give out the jerseys to excited kids, but he takes the time to actually teach them how to play the favorite Canadian pastime, street hockey. Ron said, as Canadians, we have millions of these things just taking up space in our basement. No one knows what to do with them. The kids just light up when they get a jersey. It's just the best feeling. He certainly has the right idea. There's no penalty for paying it forward. Okay, the ultimate driving machine may be getting a bit more ultimate. That's because BMW has unveiled Vision iNext, its newest electric concept SUV. Equipped with cameras instead of exterior mirrors and touch-sensitive graphics instead of door handles, BMW's chairman says the iNext is providing building blocks for the future. Take the intelligent personal assistant, one of the car's new Shy Tech features. It links smart devices to respond to drivers' voice commands. The iNext can also be autonomous. In ease mode, the steering wheel and pedals retract and the car takes over. Drivers can maintain control in boost mode, which is silent and emission-free. Design-wise, the iNext changes color depending on the light. A long glass panel provides unobstructed views, and then inside, hand-woven cloth seating creates a high-end experience like no other. BMW plans to release the iNext in 2021. All right, sometimes winners just seem to keep on winning, and it turns out there's a reason for that. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, is here to tell us more. Hi, Cody.
Thanks, Kristen. It turns out that when you win something, you actually have a better chance of winning again next time. Psychologists call this the winner effect. Biologists know that when animals in the wild fight each other for dominance, the animal that wins is more likely to win fights in the future. But it turns out that's not just because they're good at fighting. A team of researchers in China thought the winner effect might come from a cluster of brain cells known as the dorsomedial prefrontal cortex, or DMPFC. The DMPFC plays an important role in persistence. That's a trait that a life coach might call grit. The researchers used light to activate the DMPFC in mice in a series of experiments. With those neurons switched on, 80 to 90% of mice who usually got pushed around by other mice were suddenly able to push around their opponents. And this happened with no change in testosterone levels. Now, animal studies don't always extend to humans, but if the winner effect is real, then winning is even better than you thought it was. Although that also means that losing is even worse. Although it never hurts to get a little extra motivation. Kristen?
Right, and we appreciate that. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. Moving right along in today's hometown stories from Fox 10 Phoenix. When Sissy Funari tragically lost her daughter Ava to cancer 5 years ago, she turned her loss into something no one could have ever imagined, all in Ava's name. She started the Arizona Cancer Foundation for Children to provide financial assistance to kids and their families battling cancer. And knowing that childhood cancer patients' compromised immune systems keep them from going anywhere that isn't sterilized, she started Ava's Treehouse to give kids a safe place to play and just be a kid. In our next story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, music education is a powerful tool to help children grow. But for underprivileged kids, it's often tough to access the benefits that others do. So that's why David Cox from the Gasparilla Music Foundation started the Recycled Tunes program to give kids the necessary and affordable instruments they need to learn. For the past 7 years, the program has bought musical instruments for the Tampa Bay area elementary schools that can't afford them. The program is enriching the lives of children by giving them the gift of music. And in our final story from Fox 26 Houston, a senior living community is defying the odds and their age as they prepare to hit the red carpet after being one of 9 finalists nominated for an award at the Celebrate Aging Film Festival in Tennessee. The Solana at Vintage Park senior living community created their short film titled All These Moments in order to capture the essence of what it's like to grow older, a perfect way to show the beauty of aging. Did you know the average person spends 90,000 hours in their lifetime working? To make those hours more productive, Business Insider spoke with experts to compile some of the most effective workplace life hacks. Plants, for one, boost productivity 15%, so find some that can thrive in however much sunlight your workspace has available. That light's also important for your own mood and performance. If you don't see natural sun where you sit, find time each day for a walk outside. Have a notepad handy for calls or other quick thoughts, and place items on your desk that inspire you to work harder. Think an award or a family photo. Too much clutter can be distracting, though, so replace long cords, and if certain items go unused, place them in a drawer. And lastly, eliminate audio distractions with noise-canceling headphones. Just don't use them to listen to music or white noise. Those are only helpful for repetitive tasks. For a full list of productivity hacks, visit the Top 30 Facebook page. Okay, if I said Lego is coming out with a new project, you'd assume it was for your kids, right? Well, you'd be wrong. It's actually for us grown-ups. In fact, Lego announced its new pilot project called Lego Forma that just launched on Indiegogo. A series of pilots are being planned plan to run in various locations over the coming year to experiment with the new ideas. Lego says this project is a bit different than what you would normally see because it's designed for adults to reconnect with their creative side. Inspired by nature, you can customize with different skins to create artistic interpretations of plants and animals. Lego marketing manager Carrie Vinther says the young adults she speaks to say they feel the urge to be creative, but life gets in the way. The model takes just a few hours to complete and contributes to the goal of prioritizing our recreational time. Or, in other words, grown-ups can have fun too. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.